Welcome to Orthodox Life with Father Jason Roll, who will speak with Orthodox young adults and emerging leaders to discuss contemporary moral issues and teachings of the faith.
Hey everyone, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ, our Heavenly Father, please extend your loving hand and guide us as we try to open our hearts and minds to begin this podcast as another tool to grow closer to you in our spiritual journey and understanding of our faith. I also ask personally that you use me, your sinful and unworthy servant, as an instrument to help teach your gospel of love to those who are listening, now and forever, into the ages of ages. Amen. Thank you for listening to OL with FJ, a podcast that I pray will be a great opportunity for us to get together and talk about our faith. But before we jump in, allow me briefly to share with you a bit more of who I am. If you can believe it, I normally don't like talking about myself, but I am currently the National Director of the Department of Youth and Young Adult Ministries and the Office of Camping Ministries for the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America. That's probably the longest and most annoying title ever, but even with that title, my background and experience, and the heart of who I really am lies within the 25 years or about 25 years of summer camp experience I have within our archdiocese. I've been blessed to be involved briefly with a few camps that you may be familiar with across the United States, but my longest stints have been with Camp Angelos in Portland, Oregon, which is where I am originally from, St. Nicholas Ranch and Retreat Center in California, and more recently as the former director of Ionian Village, summers 2009, 10, and 11. But at all the camps I was a part of, we had time in our daily schedules where we focused on our faith and held very meaningful discussions that were entitled, Orthodox Life. Hence the acronym OL. I love camp and enjoyed those OL discussions so much as a camper, a counselor, and a director that I'm excited to begin and share new discussions with you. So that being said, let's jump in. Or maybe I should say, enough about me, let's make this about you. So the question in this discussion is, what is Orthodox life? Well, that question alone is quite vague, and I have to admit, there is no one answer to it. In fact, I would say it has many answers. But for now, I have one thought to offer you in an attempt to help you foundationally begin to approach this difficult and ongoing question. In our lives, we are challenged all the time to figure out who we are. Who am I? What do I want to become? Who do I look up to? What do I want to be when I grow up? Is this where I'm supposed to be at my life right now? What's the next step for me? Am I majoring in the right subject in college? Well, speaking personally, I never thought I would be a priest. I have to admit it. In my teenage years and most of my college years, I never in a million years would have imagined I'd be sitting where I am today doing what I do. And I'm not joking. I mean, not whatsoever. I love doing youth work and I enjoyed serving my church, but I never felt like I was worthy to be a priest, let alone someone to attend the seminary. I always felt that in order to do that, I felt I would have to become someone I didn't feel I could live up to be. So right about the time I was graduating college, and, I was hitting about the age of 23, it started to hit me, right in the chest, right in the heart. I thought to myself, maybe I should go to seminary. But immediately I thought, no way. I just could never be that guy. I'd have to change. I'd have to be like all the priests I was blessed to know and work with. And, I just never felt like I could be as good as any of them. But I couldn't shake that feeling, or moreover, that peace I had in my heart. After many years of contemplating, I just kept ignoring that feeling and really really trying to continue down a path of being someone else. I eventually finished college with a degree that I liked, but it didn't make me come alive. Then one day, after about 11 years of fighting off this urge or this piece that wanted to like jump out of my chest, a priest asked me once at a summer camp, why I never followed through with this call of wanting to serve our church on a full-time basis. I answered him, look, I just don't want to become someone I'm not. And I'll never forget this. He simply said to me, he just turned and looked at me with this funny look on his face. And he said, well, who do you think that Christ wants you to become? Well, after staring at him with this doofy look on my face, he continued on by saying, look, don't try to become anyone else. Christ is calling you to be you. He doesn't want you to be Father Fred or youth worker Joe. He wants Jason to be Jason. Wow. I thought, I'd never heard that before. I can be me and not somebody else. And I can't believe after 11 years of contemplating, I'd never thought of that. Now, that being said, one way to answer what is Orthodox life is that Christ just wants you to be you. When it comes to our own spiritual journey or our own life and our faith, really our own relationship with God, he wants us to become ourselves. In the world, there are billions of people, but only one you. Therefore, we can't possibly try to be someone else or something we are not. Every day, society and the entertainment world, I hate to sound cliche, but they try to shape who we ought to be. Whether we want to admit it or not, we may look to actors, reality TV personalities, and others as to what our culture deems worthy to be recognized in the public eye, or to be famous, or to be accepted, or to be someone that's part of, what is considered normal. But in the eyes of God, we must remember to only be ourselves. We have to focus. We must focus on who we are, not who anyone else is. Perhaps we like to play, an instrument, and the peace we feel playing that instrument really comes natural to us, almost effortless. Well, instead of then trying to be an actor, we should just focus on being a musician. God gives us interests and talents unique to us, and it's up to us to determine what exactly those interests are. No one can tell us what they are. No one says, oh, you like music, you need to be an actor. They don't have that right. Only we know what's in our chest and what we feel in our hearts. We may love teaching, or we may love chemistry. So why would we go try and teach accounting at the university level? If we are square pegs, we shouldn't force ourselves into round holes. We are told that if we're to imitate anyone or try to be like anyone else, then we should imitate God. For it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. I mean, nowhere in there does it say, therefore, be imitators of someone famous in pop culture. Let's say, for example, we feel like, I don't care. I want to be like Tom Hanks. I want to be an actor. He's a good guy. I want to follow him, be like him and be more like him. Well, I think the point of what we're trying to discover is that try as hard as we may want, but we will not be Tom Hanks. Because again, he is the only Tom Hanks in the billions of people in this world. And plus, when we try to be someone we aren't, it takes way more effort and stress and cause way more grief. Like that, again, of forcing a square peg in a round hole. So we must ask ourselves and reach within the depths of our heart, what is Christ calling me to be? What truly makes me come alive? What takes a lot of effort and what does not, what comes natural to me and I enjoy trying to make stronger or better. You know, Michael Jordan, the ever so amazing basketball player, once said that, you know, as a basketball player, he loved his job because it never felt like work to him. He enjoyed all the workouts and things that it took to make him as amazing as he was on the court. And I mean, you can't disagree. It completely showed in his ability and skill in the way he played the game. He is arguably one of the greatest basketball players in my lifetime, you know, hands down. Again, using what came natural to him, focusing and building on the strengths that were given to him by God, and not trying to be someone else. Not even trying to be another basketball player. He was just trying to be the best that he could with the talents that were given to him. He's an obvious example of someone utilizing their natural talent. You know, not everyone's going to be a professional basketball player or a lawyer or a priest or a youth worker or someone who manages a gas station. And that's okay. But we should not worry about everyone else. We need only focus on what we are going to be. This sounds easy to say and hard to do. There's no denying that. But if we do feel society dictates our actions and it does determine how we manage our lives, then we must unlearn the way we think. We need to shift our paradigm. It's never too late to retrain our brain, but it does take practice. No one shift in thinking happens overnight. However, with persistence, it will become habit. It takes baby steps, and we must not be impatient when trying to focus on an orthodox life, or unavoidably, we will give up too quickly. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." In other words, we need not worry what famous people are doing, what others are doing, not even what Michael Jordan is doing. We must focus on what we're doing. We must be willing to be transformed by renewing our mind to accept God's will for us because it is perfect and it will allow us to live our faith. So in retrospect, Orthodox life is a call to be you. Christ called you to be you, and that is a great thing. Don't be someone else because we already have that person. Our world needs you. To close, I leave you with a quote my wife gave me as inspiration to help me accept what God had put in my heart 11 years prior to that point. The quote is from Howard Thurman, and it reads, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Almost in a familiar way that sounds similar to the quote from Ephesians mentioned earlier, so this quote may hit home the same. In other words, we must not be conformed to this world and attempt to not concern ourselves with what the world wants from us, only what God wants from us, what makes us come alive. You know, to not be a square peg in a round hole, to be you, one step at a time. That being said, let's close with a prayer. Christ, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together and ask that you help us realize what you want us to become and not what the world expects us to become. We realize this is a difficult task, but we hope to take baby steps towards this and grow closer to you. As we try to discover our talents and help nurture them, we kindly ask that you reveal in our hearts your will and the discernment necessary to continue a healthy Orthodox life, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Until next time, live Orthodoxy every minute, every day, the best you can. God bless.
You've been listening to Orthodox Life with Father Jason Roll. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.